Blog Talk Radio.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. You're tuned to Time to Talk About It with your host, Pastor D.W. Cheever Porter, coming to you from the beautiful city of Orlando, Florida, and the surrounding areas. So glad to be with you again today. You, and you. It's a pleasure to be with you. It's a pleasure to be here to say praise the Lord with you and to glorify him and magnify him with you, because he has done great things for all of us, and we do thank God for it. All right, listen, call us now at 347-857-3925. You have to forgive me today, you know, I was kind of getting a little off there, huh? Praise the Lord. But anyway, listen, don't you forget to call and give your prayer request or whatever, you know, and you might want to say something, you know, today or whatever. You may do it at 347-857-3925. Let the Lord move in your life, will you? Okay, now if you want a prayer request, you got to call and leave a prayer request with Sister Diane, okay? Now, she will take your prayer request, whatever it may be, you know, and whoever you want it to be. If you want us to call the name, okay. If you don't, we won't. Okay? Why we do this? Just because we love you, and we love Jesus, and he loves you even more than we do. Okay? So that's why we do it. And don't forget, 347-857-3925. All right, here's Sister Dan.
Praise the Lord.
In the name of Jesus. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come now. Oh God, to bless and to glorify your name. Lord, you know that our hearts are heavy in the time, oh God, of City of Victory and the Bonds family loss of our beloved Pastor Sharon Bonds. And Lord, we ask you now to comfort, give the family strength in the matchless name of Jesus. Lord, stretch out your healing and delivering hand. And, Lord, we know that you are too wise to make a mistake and you're too just to do wrong. And, Lord, for this, we tell you thank you. Lord, we bless you. We glorify your holy name. Knowing to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. And we give you praise for victory through our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Knowing that you don't call us to death, but you call your people to life. Oh, we give you praise for eternal life this morning. In the matchless name of Jesus, Lord, we ask you now to stretch out your hand on the prayer list. Lord, we ask you to touch, oh God, each and every heart that we are duty bound to pray for on this prayer list. Lord, touch Yvonne Tolliver, oh God, to have the uterus cancer. Lord, we know that you are able. You can do it, God. And in the name of Jesus, we ask in your name. We ask you to touch Houston. Oh, God, Taylor. Oh, God, need salvation and healing, oh, God, for her eyes. Lord, we know that you are a miracle worker with wonders to be performed. Lord, you are the same God. You healed back then, you can heal today. Oh, we give you praise for it. In the name of Jesus, Lord, touch, oh, God, minister Ed, touch his body. We thank you for touching, oh, God, Felona, daughter, oh, God. Cover them, oh, God, with your divine protection, your blood. Oh, God, we give you praise for that. Lord, look on Deshaun Hampel. God, that cancer in the brain, Lord, we ask you to touch, oh, God, his brain. Lord, you can do it, God. You, the only God, can turn a bad situation and make some good at it. You can turn a negative into a positive, and we give you praise for that. Touch Ruth, oh, God, Roman, had a mass on her colon. But, Lord, I thank you that they found nothing. We thank you for that praise report, Lord. Thank you that you are yet in the healing, oh, God. You are yet moving in the earth realm. And, Lord, we thank you for her healing and her deliverance. Lord, we thank you for touching Pastor Williams. Oh, God, thank you for touching her body. Thank you, oh, God, for renewing, oh, God, her strength and giving her her kidney. Lord, you can do it, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, touch Kenny, who's on life support. Lord, we ask you now, oh, God, you can do it, God, in the name of Jesus. Stretch out your hand, oh, God, on Mrs. Lynn. Oh, God, we ask you to touch her. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, I speak wholeness and wellness to her body. Lord, look on Stan. Lord, we thank you for bringing him out of the hospital. And we thank you, I pray now, for a fresh anointing upon him from the crown of his head to the very soles of his feet. In the matchless name of Jesus, Lord, touch Paul Gay. Lord, oh, God, that he's having surgery and he's recovering from his surgery. Lord, we thank you for the doctors and all those that's in the medical profession, but we acknowledge you as the healer. You are the liberal. Oh, God, you are the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. You God, and you change not. We ask you to touch Elizabeth. Oh, God, we thank you, oh, God, for her. Oh, God, we ask you to touch her, God. Thank you for what you have done for her son and what you continue to do. And, Lord, we give you praise for that. Lord, we honor you, sir, knowing that you are God. We thank you for touching Shirley. Lord, for bringing her out of the hospital. We thank you for that. Lord, we thank you for touching, oh, God, Pastor Williams' daughter, oh, God. Lord, we ask you to look on Nita in a special and miraculous way. Lord, we thank you for healing and deliverance, oh, God. In the matchless name of Jesus, touch Lydia, oh, God, who fell, oh, God. We ask you to touch her. Thank you for a speedy recovery in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you, knowing that you can do it, God. We thank you, oh, God, for touching, oh, God, Latoya, oh, God, asking for prayer. And, Lord, we pray for her right now. Lord, touch her mind, touch her heart. Lord, turn every bad situation and make some good on her behalf. Turn every negative into a positive and give you praise for that. Lord, look on Michelle Ramsey. Lord, we thank you for the healing of her back and her abdomen with pain. Lord, we know that you took a strike for all matter of sin, sickness and diseases, and you took a strike, oh God, for all every pain, oh God. That is nothing, oh God, that you cannot do. Thank you, sir. And, Lord, we bless you. We give you praise in the matchless name of Jesus. Lord, stretch out your hand on Chanel. We pray for her, God, asking for prayer. Lord, we don't want to leave nobody out. All those that we call on this prayer list, Lord, do a work. And I set myself in agreement that you dispatch their angel. It's to rest, rule, and abide with them. Give them that peace, that comfort that they need in the time, oh, God, of their, oh, God, ailment, oh, God. And we give you praise for that. Now, Father, we ask you to look on today. We ask you to touch Apostle, Lord, as she prepares, O God, to bring your word. Let her down in the abyss of your word. Use her, Lord, for your glory. Father, you know our hearts. Our hearts are heavy. O God, it's city of victory. But, Lord, only you can give us that peace and give us that lift that we need on today to carry us through this broadcast on today. And we give you praise for it, sir. In the matchless name of Jesus, Lord, stretch out your hand now. Lord, I thank you, knowing that you said in your word that you would never leave us nor forsake us, that you would be with us always till the end of the age. And we thank you for that. Oh, we bless your name. Touch Sister Diane, God. Lord, strengthen her. Oh, God, at this hour, Lord, we thank you for propping her up on every leaning side. And, Lord, we thank you for that. And, Lord, we know, oh, God, you can do it, God. That nothing that you cannot do. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we know, oh, God, that you will. And, Lord, we thank you, sir, that you know, oh, God, all about our pain. You know all about it, Lord, because you searches the heart, knows what's in the minds about spirit. And, Lord, you said that it's a time and season for everything under the sun. And it says it's a time for us to moan. And we moan, oh, God, for our faithful, loving, oh, God, Pastor Sharon, oh, God, that gone on to be absent from the body, to be present with the Lord. And, Lord, we give you praise for it, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you that our name is written in the Lamb Book of Life. And, Lord, for this be day, you thank you. Now, Father, we ask you to touch the listeners on today. Father, we ask you, oh, God, Father, to comfort hearts, minds, those, oh, God, that call, oh, God, those that have sin, oh, God. The comments, we just thank you for that. Lord, we bless you and we glorify your holy name. We ask you to touch those that we are duty bound to pray for. Lord, we don't want to leave nobody out. And this is thy servant prayer. We ask all these and other blessings in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, amen, and amen for that prayer. Now, if you didn't hear your name, it's because you didn't call. And the number is 347-857-3925. Give us a call and let us know what it is you desire for us to pray for. We will pray for it, okay? Regardless, we will pray for it. Or you want to give a praise report or whatever you would like to give, you can give us a call at 347-857-3925 and press the 1. That's what you do, and you will get someone to talk to you about whatever it is that you desire to do this day. And remember now, this is your chance right now to do something for the Lord, all right? Your chance to do something or say something, all right? And there's no mistakes, okay? Everybody think, I'm going to make a mistake. What mistake? Nobody won't know it. They don't know you, you know, so they don't know whether it's a mistake or not, all right? Amen, amen. God is still good in all things, all right? Don't forget now, 343925. All right, let me give you the word here today. After we bow our heads seeking divine guidance, we often bow our necks in resistance to his will. After we bow our heads seeking divine guidance, we often bow our necks in resistance to his will. That ain't you, is it? I hope not. I pray not. I pray that it's not. All right. We do thank God again for you, you, and you, those that thought it not robbery to listen in today. We thank you for listening in, you know, praise God. And we do miss the main speaker on Thursdays. We do miss her. She's not here at this time, you know, and she's gone on to be with the Lord, all right?
Amen.
Yeah,
amen.
You know, unexpected, but it's happened. All right, so if we sound a little teary and stuff, you know why, all right? You know why. We gonna make it through anyhow.
Oh, yes.
Amen, 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 amen,
amen,
amen. Because she did try. She tried to pray. She tried to preach even though she was sick. She tried. Okay? So we try. We do the same thing. All right? Amen, amen. Because what? God is still on the throne, and he sees, knows, and hears everything. All right. Amen. Amen. So call your friends and relatives. Call them on in. You know, text them whatever way you do and let them know, you know. Say, these are real people. They're not faking it, you know. They're real. See? They hurt. They hurt just like we do. Amen. See what I'm saying? Amen. Amen. All right, we thank God for Sister Diane. We thank God for Bishop Porter. And we thank God for you. You, you, and you. We thank God for each one of you out there today, and especially those that knew Pastor Sharon. You know, she was a loving person, very loving person. Amen. We call her the defender of the weak. She defend everybody. Oh, yeah, don't care what's said about them. She defend everybody. You see, she ain't had to say nothing. You might have said all the bad words you wanted about her, but she still defended. See, she still did it, but I thank God for knowing her. Almost 40 years. I've known her almost 40 years, and she's been right there. So, you know, I'm missing her. I'm still not believing. I have to. That's reality, but I don't want to believe it. Okay? All right. Yeah, I don't want to believe it, but that's the way life is. All right. Praise God. But we going on. We're going to start in Jeremiah today, the first chapter, and we are going to go into the 11th and 12th verse, 11th and 12th verse. Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Jeremiah, what seest thou? And I said, I see a rod of an almond tree. Then said the Lord unto me, thou hast well said, see, for I will hasten my word to perform it. I will hasten my word to perform it. Hear what I'm saying? He will hasten what you see. Think about that. And that's what we're going to talk about. That. We're going to talk about your faith and his performance. Actually, Jeremiah said he saw an almond tree, the rod of an almond tree. But did he see it? Did he see it in reality? Think about it. Or God put something there, and that's what he saw, so therefore, if this is what come to your mind, what you've seen, what you believe, have faith in, he say he will hasten to perform it. And my word for you today, I got some more scriptures. We're going to go on some further on this. My word for you today is, tell the devil, say, look, that sounds good to me. If he say he going to hasten to perform it, what I see, what I have faith in, see, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So therefore, Jeremiah sees something that wasn't there. So he saw it, and if that's what he saw, that's what God's going to perform. Now, what you see, huh? Just tell them, say, it sounds good to me.
Sounds good to me.
Sounds real good to me, see. He said he going to hasten to reform it. He not just going to reform it. He going to be fast about doing it. He not going to take his time doing it. He said, if you can see it. And I'm reminded of the patriarch. Who was that, Abraham? He asked him, what he see? Huh? He want to know what he see. Huh? You look up and live. You look into the hills which cometh your help, and your help come from the Lord that made the heavens and the earth. Therefore, if it's in you by faith, then your faith has reached the pinnacle of God's throne. Therefore, it will be hastened to you, it will appear. See? Your faith in his performance. You can't perform, but God can. All right? Did you hear what I'm saying? Yes, indeed. It will be there. But you got to see it first. See, our problem is we don't see what we ask for. You know that? We don't see what we ask for. And then we ask for things that is not there because we never saw them yet. We only do it because somebody else got it and you think you want it. Think about that now. You think you want it. So now, who's performing? You try to perform things that are not there. You try to perform things by faith, and your faith hasn't reached the throne of God yet. So that he can say, whatever you ask, he will give it. But you got to ask the Father in his name. And we have problems with that. Asking the Father in his name. Why I got to go through all of that? When you ask the Father in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, everything that you get is in the name of Jesus. You come from the Father in the name of Jesus because Jesus paid the price for you to have these things.
Amen. Preach about
it. Do you get the picture? He'll hasten to perform it. Oh, that sounds good to me. It sounds good to me. Now, you'll tell the devil, hey, it all sounds good to me. I'm accepting it today. All right, Luke, let's go to Luke 1 and 37. 1 and 37 says, for with God nothing shall be impossible. For with God nothing shall be impossible. Did you hear what he said? With him. Now, what you see, what are you seeing now? What is your faith touching today?
Come on.
See? The thing is, we don't operate in faith. We operate in a wish book. Everybody got them. You know, don't somebody have a call it a big book called a wish book they got? don't look in there and wish what you want. Now, God ain't got no wish book. He say, what? But with God, nothing shall be impossible with God. But the first thought of business is you got to be with God. Did you get it? See, we want to have faith, but we don't want God in it. Is that right? Mm-hmm. Say amen. Or ouch. Amen. Any way you want to say it now, say it like that. We don't want God. He say, for with God, nothing is impossible. Hmm? It's impossible if you ain't got God. Do you get the picture here today? It is impossible if you don't have God. He's at the helm. Did you hear me? Huh? Then it's possible. Now remember what Jesus said in that. Remember what he said? Anything you ask the Father in my name. What's his name? Jesus. What's his name? Jesus. What's his name? Jesus. You know that song we say? See? Anything is possible then, but you got to ask the Father. The Father is who? God Almighty. Now, I don't know who else you serve, and I don't know how you serve. But I know he made the possible. Drop down to the 45th verse, and it said this. This is what happened, that something happened here. And blessed is she that believed, for there shall be a performance of those things which were told her from the Lord. Whatever, see, this was Mary. Huh? Mary believed what was told her from the Lord. And when she believed what was told her from the Lord, what happened? The Lord God Almighty. Now, I don't know what other Lord you got, but the Lord God Almighty, when he spoke, things happened. Don't that sound good to you? Sound good to me? I don't know if it sounds good to you. It sounds good to me. Huh? When I believe in God the Father and I ask him something, ask him for something in faith, having the faith in God, he say, have faith in God. And when you have faith in God, nothing is impossible to them that believe. Mary believed. Mary believed, and he said, and there shall be a performance of those things which were told her from the Lord. From the Lord. Now, ain't nobody else tell her. She say, they say what was told her from the Lord. And that's where you get yours from. Do you see? See what I'm talking about? That's where you get all of your blessings from. I know they tell you, no, no, no. You know, you don't get this from that God, and God ain't real, and he ain't, you know, no God, and all this, and then they want to color him. Then they, you know, they got a box of Crayola crayons trying to color God. Huh? See what I'm talking about? Because they don't have faith in it. If you got faith in God, he is going to perform. Your faith, his performance. Now you say, but God ain't never answered my prayer. Did he or didn't he? Well, how would you know whether he answered your prayer or not? Could you tell me that? How would you know he answered your prayer or not? Do you know when you hear God? Do you know it? Let me tell you one thing. God always proves his word, do we not? The word that is used here in the scripture. Performance. What did it mean? Means that there should be verification by completion. Verification by completion. He verify what you see by completing it, bringing it a manifestation of it that your eyes may see. He makes it, you see it. See? Performance. It's completed. Do you see? Why? Why it's so hard to believe? Because, listen, what did he say? He say, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaking. Out of the abundance of your heart, your mouth speak. What is your mouth speaking? Is it speaking what it sees? Or is it speaking what somebody whispered to you? You know, the devil is a great whisperer. He's always trying to whisper something in your ear that's not real. And you think it's real. See? You think it's real. You can't say, well, you tell the devil, well, it sure sound good. That sound like the Lord to me. It sound like. Remember that L-I-K-E? It sound like the Lord. It ain't the Lord, but it sounds like the Lord because he's a great whisperer, and he's always trying to fake everything that God has. You see, everything. Love. But he can't love nothing and nobody. Love was not made in him. He was made to kill, steal, and to destroy. That's what he was made to do. That's his performance. Why must you go into a fake thing? You know how they got all these fake pocketbooks, fake shoes, and all these fake things. And we get them, and we think we the bomb, and we got on fake. That's the devil thing. He got a fake of everything that's real. He cannot perform anything. He makes you think he did. It's like, L-I-K-E, it's like. That's the only thing he can perform is a copy. He copied everything that God has. And we want to believe him, don't we? Listen, perform. He tell you he will hasten to perform. In other words, what you see, God will carry it out. Do you see what he's saying? He will carry it out. He will do it. He will execute that which you see by faith. I better throw that in. By faith. Now, don't that sound good to you? By faith, that sound good to you. You say, but I believe God. You believe God long as it look like you getting it. But if they tell you any negative thing, you done drop your belief. You done, your faith just went out the window. You say, but you know, it wasn't happening. You don't know that. Just because it has a certain look to it do not mean that God is not working out for it, because some things has to be deleted out of your life. Something you have to drop, and people you got to drop before the real thing comes. Now, don't that sound good to you? You want a whole lot of fake people around you? You want a whole lot of people with you that can't never speak nothing good to you? No, I know I don't. I want some people that can talk some good talk. Encourage me. Don't put me down and always, you know, you can't do this, you can't do that. You know, Well, wrong is wrong. If you commit wrong, you just do wrong. And when you're wrong, you need to admit you're wrong. But the fact of the matter is, don't make everything the person do is wrong. Everything ain't wrong, but yet and still, if you follow a pattern that you can't quit, it's become habitual to you, you're not going to get no performance. You ain't going to get no performance. Ain't nothing going to be carried out. And you're gonna really be saying, oh, God ain't did nothing for me. God ain't did. No, he can't do nothing for you because you forgot to say God. You forgot to say Father in the name of Jesus. Yeah. You forgot these things. You forgot to have faith in him and his son, Jesus Christ. Your belief system has shut down because you saw a little smoke. You saw a little smoke. When things don't go your way, you lost faith, didn't you? See how it is? What does that mean? You want to run around with the Jezebel spirit, don't you? That's what you want to run around with because you want everybody to agree with you, and they better agree with me. If they don't, I'm going to do so and so and so. You ain't going to do nothing. There ain't nothing but the devil talking to you, whispering in your ear. And when he's whispering in your ear, he is not bringing nothing to pass. Sometimes when you think about the scriptures, you think about when Jesus was up on the mountain in temptation. If you do this or that, I will, you know. So, he was going to do it, but it was going to be a fake because he can't do the real thing because you're dealing with the real thing when you're dealing with Jesus. You see? He couldn't perform nothing real. He had to make a carbon copy. You know how you use your copy machine to copy different things? You know how you do that? Well, that's all the devil was going to do. He was going to make a copy and try to make Jesus think that, oh, he got power. But he ain't had no power. Jesus was the power source. Oh, don't that sound good to you? Lord, have mercy. You see how your faith and his performance go together? Do you understand that? Can you get that? Can you get? Perform. The transaction has been carried out to completion. You see? Your eyes have pinpoint and focus on a certain thing. So therefore, as long as you keep God at the helm, it's happening. Do you see? It's happening. Now, the exceptions. We have exceptions to a lot of rules. Now, I like to put that in so people don't go around thinking, and then when God don't, if it don't happen, they're going to start blaming God. Well, you can't blame God because first long, so you got to remember also, is it his will? See? Now, yes, I believe God. I believe God for myself. I believe God for other people also. But when God show me something that it's not going to be, I can't demand God to do anything. I can't say I got faith in God. I have faith in God, but I have to go according to his will. If he showed me something, which he did show me last week something, at first it didn't occur to me what it meant. But then after that seeing the vision, what he showed me, I knew what it meant then. I can pray all I want to, but his will was going to be done in this situation. see. That's me. He showed me that he was, his will was occurring, and his will, he had a purpose for what? His will being carried out at this time. I know it hurts, and God know it hurts. It hurts bad. But you cannot argue with the will of God. See? Yes, you have faith. But you say, why my faith didn't work? You know, people start asking these off-the-wall questions. Why my faith didn't work? Why my faith didn't work? Was it the will of God? Are you asking faith in his will? By faith in his will? Are you? Say, sounds good to me. And I'm still, a lot of things I want God to perform in my life, but he haven't as of yet. And I believe I'm still here because he's going to do it when it's time. There were certain things to happen, he told me, before he do it. And I didn't want to hear it. Still don't want to hear it. But I cannot go against the will of God. If that's the way he worked, that's the way he gonna work. It ain't nothing none of us can do about that, though. You see, you wait for the performance. You wait for it to happen, don't you? Don't you wait for it to happen? You're supposed to anyway. Now, if you don't wait for it to happen, now I don't know what to say about you. You ain't going to get it to happen. You can try to make it happen yourself. You know, a lot of times we always try to help God. You know, everybody want to help God. Want to do it this way. Do it, God, do it this way. God, I believe it. If you do it this way, no, things don't go that way. You can't tell God how he's supposed to do. He already got things planned. See? Okay, I'm going to jump to something here right quick. Isaiah 46 chapter. I think this is the one I want. Let me see. Okay, 11 verse. Calling a ravenous bird from the east, the man that executed my counsel from a far country. Yea, I have spoken it. I will also bring it to pass. I have purposed it. I will also do it. Whatever he purposed, what he spoke, he will do. But it's always well in his time. When he told you in Ecclesiastes, there's a time and seasons for everything under the sun, everything, then it's in that purpose. When he said, I will also do it, there's the time space in there. You get the picture? There's time space in there. Yeah. God has a time for it all. All right? What you going to do about it? You're going to wait. That's what you're going to do. Listen what he said. Listen what he say in Job 23 and 14. For he performeth the thing that is appointed for me. Oh, my God. Did you hear what he said? For he performeth the thing that is appointed for me. And many such things are with him. Everything that's appointed for you, he will perform. Everything. Everything that's appointed for you, he will perform. That's what he's saying. For he performeth the thing that is appointed for me. And, you know, Job had lots of problems and lost everything and all that good stuff. And the man had a right to be angry. If he wanted to be angry, he had a right to be angry. Do you see? But he knew, for he performed the thing that is appointed for me. Every one of us, what he has already appointed for us, happens or will happen. It may not be your time, but it'll be God's time. We get that confused. We want it to be on our time. Like, who are we? You see how we get backed up, messed up, and crossed up? You see how we get that way? Your faith in his performance. Your faith calls him to perform. How about that? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. All right. Go ahead, Elder Bowling. You're on there.
Praise God, Apostle Porter. I just thank the Lord. This is some rich word you are giving us this morning. Good morning to everybody there, my spiritual father, Sister Diane. I just thank the Lord for this rich word this morning. It is seizing my spirit. I want to go all the way back to your first scripture out of Isaiah. And want to pull on that 11th verse where it says, the word of the Lord came unto me saying, what do you see? And I said, I see a branch of an almond tree. When we pull on that almond tree, back in the Bible time, the almond tree was known as the awake tree. The awake tree. And when we take that and apply it to all of what you're saying, yes, we have the word. Yes, we can speak the word. But that time thing, that's the problem that lies in our flesh, the time thing. And that's how the devil take and defeat us, because God is going to perform his word. And I want everybody to catch this who's listening. God is going to perform his word with or without us. Good God Almighty. That Jeremiah even said it. Who can unknow the purposes of the living God? The devil cannot even unknow the purposes of the living God. So how he defeat us is through time and impatience. But my spirit pulled on me to go to Hebrews 11:1 from the Amplified Bible. And it says, now faith is the assurance. Now watch this. It says title deed confirmation. So your faith is your title deed from God to confirm what he is going to perform. Good God Almighty. Of things hoped for, divinely guaranteed. So brothers and sisters, God's word is divinely guaranteed. So you don't ever have to doubt it. You simply have to wait on it. And then it goes on to say, and the evidence of things not seen. Now watch this. This is the key of what the Holy Spirit dropped on me to help us defeat the time thing. The conviction of their reality. Faith comprehends as fact what cannot be experienced by the physical senses. So when we put together all of what you're giving us this morning, our faith in God performing what he says that he's going to perform for us must remain the fact to us. So watch this. Good God Almighty. You said the devil imitates things of God. It's only one thing the devil can't imitate. And I thank my spiritual father for putting this in me 36 years ago. The devil cannot love you because love is not in him. Love is not in him. And if you are a parent, you ought to be able to grab this through the parent form, because God showed this to me when we had our daughter, which is when you make a promise to your child, you will do anything to make sure it comes to pass. And God's promise to us is his son and the finished work of his son. Good God Almighty. So what we have to do is rely on the word of God as being the facts for us. And I will say this in my closing, that God give this to me 20 years ago. The facts are the facts. And I'm a cancer survivor. So I was diagnosed with colon cancer. But the truth is in Jesus. And the truth of the matter is, by his stripes I was healed, and I comprehended that as my reality. Okay. And God performed it. I'm here, and my heart has been pulled out so hard this morning from the news that I got about Pastor Sharon, and I've been crying. I've been in my prayer room thanking God for sparing me, that you perform a sparing. And that fact is my reality. And I pass that to all of us today, that we sometimes don't understand why God do what he does, but rest to be assured, he's going to perform what he promised. And what he promised is, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass. Not one tilt of my word shall drop to the ground. Good God Almighty. And that's a divine guarantee that we can hold no matter what. Even though the circumstances don't work the way we want them to work, I've been waiting for God to open this door for this house that we've been trying to get for over a year. But I know this much. He is going to perform it.
Yeah.
He is going to perform it. I got my first house after I first met Bishop Porter, working together with him. I got turned down for the loan. I took him a Big Mac lunch over to him, and he called me later in the evening and said, son, God said, go back in and put the application in for your loan, even though they turned you down. And I will never forget this until I drop dead. And I said, okay, Bishop, they said it won't no good. They weren't going to give it to me. He said, I know, son, but God want to show you something. And one day later, they called me back, Apostle Porter, and said, we don't know why we doing it, but we're going to give you the loan for this house. Who performed that? The faith that God gave me in that moment that Bishop told me to go do it. See, I had to go do something. God uses us as part of the miracle. So I went and did my part. I put the application back in, and God performed his word. I'm done.
All right.
And I got a witness. Bishop Porter witnessed it. So we need to hold on to the performance of God. The finished work of Jesus Christ is what we're living in as believers. We're simply waiting for him to uncover that which is already there. That's what revelation means, to uncover that which is already there. And the last word that Jesus uttered on the cross was, it is finished. It is finished. I can lay my hopes on the finished work of Christ Jesus, and God raised him from the dead to prove it. He raised him from the dead to seal the deal, and that's why Abraham asked God, can I live to see the day of Jesus? Because I know that that blood is going to seal the promise that you gave me as the Abrahamic covenant. And we're here today. We're here today, and we can hold God to his promise that since we're in Christ Jesus, that's what Galatians 3:27 says, since we're in Christ Jesus, we are the seed of Abraham, and we are the heirs according to that promise. And God backed it up with Hebrews 6:13. For when God made promise to Abraham, because he could swear by no greater, good God Almighty, He could swear by no greater, so he swore by himself. And my research thus far, Apostle Porter, has shown me that there are 8 major covenants in the Bible, and this Abrahamic covenant is the only one that God Almighty swore over. Good God, I pray. If God the Father took an oath to himself, we can hold him to it. We can hold him to it, and that's what he's looking for. So when we hold him to it, then that's why he could tell Jeremiah, well, you saw well. You saw well. So when we see Jesus as the promise, then we see well. When we see Jesus as the promise to what God said he would perform, which is his word, then we can hold him to it. We can go to him and say, Father, in the name of Jesus. That's what he said in John 16, the 16th chapter. The day will come that you can ask the Father whatever you want in my name, and I will perform it. So we can hold him to it. Even when the circumstances say otherwise, we can go to him in truth. And that's the other thing we need to do. We need to be honest with ourselves. Lord, right now, sometimes our faith get a little low. You don't have to be super Christian, and I want to tell you, you can't be super Christian. Because when you try to be super Christian, you're deceiving yourself. So we can go in our prayer room and say, Lord, right now, I'm not feeling this. I love the way God allowed me to talk to him. He said, come and let us reason together. So I can go reason with my daddy. And I can say, Lord,
yes.
I'm just not feeling it right now. My flesh is not feeling it right now, but I know what you promised me, and you have never let me down. So help me to get past me. I'm putting together a study right now on how to get past me. Because since Isaiah said the word cannot be annulled, who can annul the promises of the living God? The devil can't annul it. The only thing that's left on the table is us. And the devil takes us and make us annul our promises through unbelief.
Mm-hmm.
It's us. The problem lies in us. And if we just would be honest and take our church face off on Monday morning and say, Lord, I was in church yesterday, but this morning I'm not feeling it. I need you. I'm not feeling it. I need your help this morning, Holy Spirit. That's what he sent him back for, to help us in our weaknesses. Because guess what? You feel with the Holy Spirit, your flesh still got weaknesses.
Yep.
And when we be honest with those weaknesses, we can grab that teaching that you've given us this morning. I mean, this is some good word that's coming out. This is rich. This is rich. You got a lot of directions you can go with this, but that thing just feeds my spirit. We are living under the promises of grace, the sixth dispensation period. Bishop Porter, thank you for teaching me the seven dispensation periods of the Bible. It ain't going to fail. The next one after this is the kingdom. We head into the kingdom, church. We need to get ready because Jesus is getting ready to come back. And I want to finish my work. I want to finish my work so I can hear him say, enter into the joy of the Lord. That's what Sister Sharon just did. She entered into the joy of the Lord.
Yes.
And I want to hear him say, thy good and faithful servant. Everybody's not going to be able to hear Jesus say that.
Mm-mm.
So we are headed to the coming of Jesus Christ. Because this earth is not our home. We're just passing through. But until then, we are in a fight with our flesh. We are okay spiritually when we are born again. The fight is in the flesh. That's what Paul said. There's a war going on in our mind. And we have to fight it every single day. We have to fight that war in our mind every single day. And the devil tried to take circumstances of defeat in our flesh to try to make us believe that God is not who he is. But I say again, you got the right scripture. God told Jeremiah, you have saw well. So the question is, what are you seeing as a believer today? Are you seeing God being able to perform his word through the finished work of Christ Jesus? Or are you looking at your circumstances? And I'm going to tell you something. Your circumstances are not always going to add up.
Nah.
They're only going to tell you the facts of the matter. The facts are always the facts, but the truth is in Jesus. Because John recorded in his epistle, that which we have seen, that which we have heard, and that which we have handled. Oh, God, thank you. That we truly have handled the word of life. And truly, our fellowship is with God, the Father, and his Son. So they saw him. They touched him.
Yes.
And they was there for the resurrection. So that's what we got to hold to, the truth of the word. Because the Bible, John wrote that Jesus is full of grace and truth. He's full of grace and truth. So there's no failure in him. So when we focus our attention, as God told Jeremiah, he asked him the question, what do you see? I see the word being my reality no matter what. No matter what. God bless you, Apostle.
All right. Praise the Lord. Okay. Sound good to me? Praise the Lord. Y'all go ahead on and say it now. Sound good to me? Amen. Hallelujah. Sounds so good to me. Hallelujah. See what I'm saying? Your faith in his performance. That sounds good to me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My God, can you believe now? Can you still believe?
Amen.
My God. Just come on and believe God today. Amen. His purpose. See, I like that. God has a purpose for everything he do.
Amen.
you know, every purpose, but it's all is a matter of his time. All is a matter of his time. That's all it is, you know. We just want it to be on our time, you know. We want to get this here American time, the time that has been established by these humans in this age. That's the time we want it, like yesterday, you know. And, you know, he don't do all that all the time. Sometimes, maybe, you know, it's a reason, a purpose for it. Some people he keep here forever, seem like. Then again, the other people he take right away, you know. So you can't argue with God, you know. Just believe him, have faith in him, walk the walk and talk the talk. That's all. You see, wasn't that a good word? That was a good word, wasn't it? Amen. Performance. Performance is going on right now in your life. Right now in your life. Okay? And listen, action. Performance is action. Action has begun already in your life, and you don't even know if he told you that. He already planned it from the foundation of the world. It's already been planned. He know he's going to perform it, but you got to get faith in the fact that he has already done it. It's already done. You're already healed. You're already delivered. You're already that. Okay? You say, but I ain't healed. I'm still hurting. Okay. Okay, you're still hurting. What did he say? Tell God. Say, okay, God, I ain't feeling this. You know, you see what I'm saying? I told you. Everybody has a certain way they talk to God. And I'm kind of like Elder Bolin, you know. I talk to God like I talk to y'all. You see what I'm saying? I said, look here, God, I don't get this one here. I said, now, look, God, me and whatever this is going on, I don't understand it, and I don't know what to do with it. You know, talk to him. He ain't going to cut your head off just because you're talking to him, telling him what's on your heart. He want to know what's on your heart. You know, he want to know what's going on. But you... See, you got to make your request known. You make it known for it to get performance from it. You see, you got to make it known. You didn't tell God, well, you know, I ain't got to say nothing. God already know. That's why he ain't doing nothing, because he can't perform. He say, ask. He didn't tell you be quiet, did he? See what I'm talking about? See what I'm talking about? Okay, he was trying to tell you something just then, and I like that. It was very enlightening. Also, it was very enlightening. And do you know, out of your trials, out of your trials, his purpose is complete? You don't believe that, I know, but I don't want no trials. I said, I know you don't want them. No, nobody want them. You don't want them, but you say, oh, God, I can't take this. Anybody ever say, can I take this, Lord? Or I need you, God, to make it through this thing that's going on in my life right now. I need you. Now, I can't do this by myself. Now, I'll tell him in a minute. I can't do this by myself. I don't even have a good mind to do it by myself. I don't want to do it by myself. You see, I would say it to God. I said, look, God, I said, now I know you say so and so and so in the Bible. I know you said that, God. But God, right now, I just can't see it. See, he said, what did he tell Jeremiah? You seen well? But you don't see well all the time. Can you hear that? You don't see well all the time. Your focus is so on your problem, your pain, your whatever's going on, your lack. It's all on that. But what do we do? would David say? He made a vow to the Lord. He make a vow. And when he make a vow, he keep it. And then you watch out. You can see then what God is doing. You can see what he's doing. But you've got to come to that point where your faith is activated. And when it's activated, what is going to happen? There will be a performance. God say he will perform it. Isn't that precise? I will perform it. You don't believe it? Okay. Let's talk about a little rebellion and whatever. Also, Ezekiel 12 says, "For I am the Lord, I will speak, and the word that I shall speak shall come to pass. It shall be no more prolonged. For in your days, O rebellious house, will I say the word and will perform it, saith the Lord." He promised you he will do it, even though you're rebellious. He's going to perform it? Yeah. It's been too long. You know, so many promises that God made, you know, if somebody prophesied to you and it looked like it ain't never happening. Right? Well, Lord, why are you taking so long? I heard somebody. Somebody said, Lord, why are you taking so long? Why, God? And then, you know, people will ask that. These saints will say, well, why God ain't worked yet? He promised me. He said that. Can I tell you something? Well, I hope she ain't on here. But anyway, a person told me, said, God told me to buy you a new car. And I said, well, good. Praise the Lord. Say, what kind you want? I say, I want a Lincoln, you know. And they told me, come on, let's go to the car lot. I say, for real? They say, yeah, we're going to the car lot. Let's go. Go to the car lot, y'all. And then she said, pick it out. I pick out me a candy apple red one. Lincoln. Hear what I'm saying? I picked it out. And she said God told her. Did you hear what I'm saying? She said God told her that. All right? Now, I'm not arguing, but what she was going on was a prophet had told her that she was coming into some money, big money. Okay? Some big money. So, she thought the money was coming the next day. We at the car lot, get the car, drive off, and go home with the car. Blue Lincoln, candy apple red, that bad boy was pretty too. Lord knows it was. But let me tell you how people don't hear what God is saying a lot of times. I went to go out of the house to go to the store to get in the car. And I went to the parking lot and the car wasn't there. So I went back in the south side of Mike. I say, Micah, my car is gone. Micah said, call the cops, call the cops. I said, no, I ain't calling no cops. He said, why you ain't calling the cops? Somebody got your car. I said, remember the source. I said, remember the person say, God said that to buy me a new car, whatever I want. I said, she said, God said it now. He said, But isn't that legitimate? Isn't it? I say, well, ordinarily, but do you know the person that said it? See what I'm saying? The person that said it. They misunderstood when they told them they were getting all this bundle of money. So I didn't call the cops. I know the people had them come and drove the car back off, back to the lot. All right? I knew where the car was. I didn't see it, didn't hear nothing, but I knew where the car was. And he said, but you know the cop. I said, I am not calling no cops. So when I saw them, I say, honey, why you put me through all that? I said, I was perfectly happy with my little old folks car. You know, they told me I got an old folks car. That's what Michael called it, an old people car. I said, I was perfectly happy with my little old people car. I could get and go and come back. I said, what happened? Why? Well, the prophet said, I said, did he tell you definitely that you getting the money tomorrow? Did he say that? See, we take the promises of what God is doing. We don't know timing. We don't understand timing. Okay? We don't listen to the prophecy well enough to get the full understanding of what's happening. So therefore, we cannot have faith and see it like we thought we would see it. She thought she would see the money the next day. I say, now, when have you ever seen any money next day when somebody prophesied it to you? I've been knowing you a good little while now. When have you seen it? You know, well, he was just so precise, and he was, I say, yeah, but all the time he may not have seen nothing. But you jump out there getting something and then going through all that trouble. Now your credit messed up because sure wasn't mine. See? When God performs it, you will see it. You will know for sure that God told you to do it. Mm-hmm. No ifs, ands, and buts about it.
Right.
See? And then you move. Did you hear what I'm saying? Now, I know now that sounds good, don't it? Yes. Hey, then you move. Did you know Jesus wouldn't have moved if he didn't know everything was already settled and planned? Devil couldn't do nothing. And what Elder Boland was telling us, did you know that that's what God is doing to us? He telling you now, I ain't going to prolong it no more. But you got to have the faith in God, faith in what his words say. Read it and find out what he say. But you half read half of the time, and you don't hear most of the time. How can he perform anything? You ain't got it right yet. He say, what you do? Who the first one you call on? God. You don't want to accept God. See, we don't want to turn our hearts to God, that God can change the darkness to the light. See, we don't want to do that. No, let me tell you, I just love myself some God. I love myself some word. I don't care who's bringing the word. I just love it, long as it's a true word, okay, because I love my God. And I like to think about how, and when you look at these prophets and all through the Bible and see how God has kept his word to them, every one of them, Ezekiel, Daniel, and everybody, God has kept his word to them. He has performed. He performed because their faith did not fail them. Their faith caused him to perform, even the Hebrew boy. Their faith caused him to perform. Daniel, their faith caused him to perform. T. mercy. We can go on and on and on throughout the Bible how they faced it. They kept the faith in Christ, in God. They kept their faith. You don't, just cause things don't go your way, you don't pull off Christ. You don't, hey, I ain't believing no more. He ain't do nothing. Look what happened. Just because I had some bad times don't mean I'm going to stop believing God. I know all things work together for them that love God and are called according to his purpose. I know that part. And I believe that part when he said it. See, this going to work out for my good. He's going to hasten to perform that which I have asked him after I go through this, after I've been groomed and pruned and challenged. It's going to happen. This, I'm going to preach that one day. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. You hear what I'm saying? Oh, that sounds so good to me. I'm finna turn this over and let it go, Bishop Porter here. You know, let this go ahead with Bishop Porter there, and he can say what he want to say, but he going on. Praise the Lord. Amen. Here.
Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. I just enjoying, amen, the word of God. It was very, very rich. Man, like Ella Bolden said, thank God for him. And as both of y'all was talking and ministering and was on point, and I was looking here also when he said, you have seen well, praise God, to Jeremiah. And that's also meaning also, he mean that I'm watching. Y'all missed me right there. Come on, somebody. And he said, in other words, I will surely carry out. See? He said he going to perform it, didn't he? So he going to carry it out. So if God watching and he's told the prophet, that you have seen well, that tells me God is watching. And if he did it back then for Jeremiah, he's doing the same thing now. All praise the Lord. And now this vision, praise the Lord, of this branch of that almond tree revealed the beginning of God's judgment. Now, our God is just God. Am I right? And he said before he passed judgment, he'll send his mercy. Okay? We can fall up on his mercy. Say, Lord, have mercy on what? Me. Am I right? See? So the beginning of God's judgment began with this almond tree of the vision. Now, the almond tree is always among the first to blossom in the spring. Ain't that something? Have you even thought about that? But an almond tree is first to blossom. See, so that was a good thing, huh? But God saw sin of Judah and the nation, and he would carry out swift and certain judgment. This is why he say, you have seen well, and I will carry it out to perform it. Why? Because he's looking on our nation today. Help me, somebody. Y'all got quiet on me. That's all right. He never sleep nor he slumber. He sees all and he knows all. Now, where's your faith? Ain't you glad, amen, for every trial, tribulations, and problems in our lives? He have a promise for us that we are in the world, but we're not of it. Praise the Lord. And that brings me to Pastor Sharon. Man, she preached her funeral while she was here. She performed. Man, she carried out her duties. Faithful to the Lord. Praise God. Preach up and taught up until she couldn't go no more. Praise God. Same with the prayer line. Man. So we have our memories. Praise the Lord. Amen of her. Man, I thank God she even was over our marriage 10 years ago. I mean, and did a beautiful, outstanding job. And that's one thing that she will always do is she put her hand to the plow to do something. She didn't go half cock and half do it halfway. She was all the way in or she was all the way out. And I just want to thank God, amen, for the getting to know her and meeting her, amen, the time that I've been married to Apostle and to this ministry, a Logion International Ministry, praise the Lord, and stuck by, amen, Apostle, from Miami to Fort Lauderdale, from Fort Lauderdale, amen, to here to Atlanta. And it was not easy. She had told me many, many, many times. She said, Bishop, I was young, when about 22 years old, and had to pull up, leave our jobs, take our children out of school, had to give up our house. Oh, come on, y'all. I mean, that was rough. But she said she, amen, did it because of the love of Christ in her heart. Praise God. And she believed, amen, what Apostle was preaching and teaching, amen, because Apostle stood on the word of God. And this is what is needed in these times. Praise God. And this is what Apostle and Elder Bolden were saying to you out there that is listening up under our voice today. Amen. You can make it. Amen. Why you say that, Bishop? Because Jesus prayed the prayer. Now, if he didn't pray the prayer, we couldn't make it. He said, I pray, Father, that you take them not out of the world, but that you keep them. Praise the Lord. Amen. Do we have a caller? All right. Praise the Lord. Amen. So he is, amen, a right now God. He said he is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. He's God, and he changed not. He is a heavy load sheriff. Amen. Amen. And we all, every one of us, have a measure of faith. Amen. Now, this one, it was rough. I don't quite understand it. But the Lord was preparing all of us. Amen. He was preparing us. Amen. And I want to thank God. Amen. That he prepared us. Praise God. Amen. Because God's way is not our way. We may not understand it. Praise God. But we, amen, just have to keep it moving. Accept it. Say, Lord, not our will, but thy will have been done. In the name of Jesus. Oh, we yet, amen, got to serve the true and the living God. And she did something that we all got to pass that way from death unto life. Praise God, to be with the Lord for eternity. And that's one, amen. I know, amen, the life that she lived. Praise God. And how she not only just preached and taught about it, but she lived a life. Praise God. Amen. Before her family, before her friends, and before the church. And she always had a kind word to say about everybody. Praise God. You said something, she will always say it, but. And she will always say a kind word. Praise God. And I just, she gonna truly, 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 truly be missed. In the name of Jesus. God bless you today. May heaven continue to smile on you. Jesus love you. Bishop Porter love you too.
Praise the Lord.
Thank God for the awesome word that came forth from Apostle Porter today, you know, Elder Bolden and Bishop Porter. We just thank God for the word each and every day that we need to examine ourselves on a daily basis. Do we have faith? And can we trust in God's performance today?
Yes.
You know, ask yourself that question. Ask yourself if you're right with God today, because no day is promised to us.
Amen.
So remember, when you say, that sounds good to me, to have faith and trust in God and in his performance. because he makes no mistake in nothing that he does. So we just thank God for that awesome word today. Tune in every Wednesday and Thursday to Block Talk Radio. That calling number is 347-857-3925. That's every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you have missed this broadcast from the beginning, you can tune into Logion International Ministries on Facebook and click that link and listen to the word today. Share it with a friend. You would like to bless the man and woman of God that continually bring forth the word on this broadcast. You can do so for those of you that have Zelle. You can send it to logionint@gmail.com. That's logionint@gmail.com. Or you can visit our website at logioninternationalministries.com and hit that donate button. We do ask that you specify in notes what your donation is for. Again, for those of you that have Zelle, you can enter in Logion, I-N-T, that's L-O-G-I-O-N-I-N-T, @gmail.com. Or you can visit our website at logioninternationalministries.com and hit the donate button. We do ask that you specify in notes what your donation is for. If you're sending it to sow a seed, please enter in sowing your seed. Or if to any man or woman of God that speaks on this broadcast, we will be sure that they get that donation that was sent. If you do not use any one of those platforms, you can mail it in to the City of Victory, P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. Again, that's P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. Tune in every Friday night at 11 p.m. for the Wailing Walls Prayer Conference line. And that calling number is 712-832-7144, code 3333#. That's every Friday night at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Remember that prayer is universal, and this world, this nation need as much prayer today as you can lift up, because prayer changes things. So till then, be blessed.
On my mind, searching for that peace, the peace I could not find. Then I kneel down to pray, pray, help me please. Then he said, you don't have to cry, 'cause I'll supply all your needs.
Soon as I stop worrying,
I stop worrying,
worrying how the story is.
When I let go,
I let go,
then
I
let it
God,
let him have,
let God have his way.
That's when things
start happening. I stop looking at that thing.
When I let go,
I let go,
when I
let God,
let him
let
have
God.
There's so much going on. Sometimes I can't find my way, and oftentimes I struggle from day to day. I have to realize that it's not my battle, it's not my battle to fight.
God let go and let God let go. Let God, oh, let go and let God let go and let God. My brother, let go and let God. My sister, you can't handle it. Let God.